Saturday, October 29, 2022, 5 o'clock a.m. Okay, I got up around 1:30 today, a little after 1:30, 1:40 or something like that. And I got a little slow going here. I'm painting today, so I'm painting on that panel I'm doing for my wife on the one cat that we had that was a stray that became neutered, which became tame. And then died on us. his name was Phantom, and my wife likes to call him Papa Phantom because he impregnated a couple of cats around here, and now we got a bunch of black cats all over the place. I'm trying to make this painting work. It's a little difficult. But I'm learning a lot about painting a black cat and not using just plain black paint. Okay, I mean, you gotta shape the animal and still make it look like it's black, even though you're not painting, you're putting a pink on there or a green on there or a blue on there with white. So that's my efforts today to try to work on that, plus other things. Yeah, yesterday wasn't too good of a productive a day. I got up at midnight and couldn't go back to sleep, so I was kind of dragging all day. My wife was concerned about my health. Oh, I only got four sleep. I think I kind of dozed off and on throughout the day yesterday and got up and did some other stuff and then dozed a little in the evening. Then I finally got up and went to bed and I slept for 4 hours. So I actually feel a lot better than I did yesterday for sure. Let's see. So I'll try to think of something else to talk about, but let me get back to painting here. 7:13 a.m. Okay, so I've been painting, and it's a small panel, so a lot of changes happen. Actually, it looks a lot better now. And so I'm going to put more detail in the flowers next time I start painting. And hopefully that'll... It's pretty close to being done, I think. This is a quick one. Got to do another painting after this for about another cat from my sister, Santiago, that died. Or actually, she had him put down because he was had a growth inside of him that was affecting his breathing. So I'd like to make a painting for my sister for that. And, oh, okay, so I entered the Crocker Kingsley, and yesterday I got notified, as usual, that I was not invited to be part of the exhibition. And anyway, so the thing about the Crocker Kingsley that kind of bugs me, it used to be just Northern California area that could enter. And now they've got, you know, you can enter, anybody in the United States can enter. So what I've noticed is that these people that are judges that come from outside the area, will usually accept artists that they know or they're friends with or from their area or region. So, which is kind of a bullshit type of a thing, I think. Hold on, gotta sneeze. Ooh. Here it goes. Sooner or later. Whoo-wee. That's a good one. Anyway, so let's see, what else did I? Okay, so I joined another art group with the Sacramento Fine Arts Center, and I guess that's NorCal Arts and the Sacramento Fine Arts Center. You join them, you can join them at the same time. So I'm going to be entering some of their stuff and show my work over at that other area at the Sacramento Fine Arts Center on Gibbons, and see how that works out. So let me call it quits for now, and everybody have a good day. See ya.